It's really to get high school students interested in pursuing the science, the math, the engineering, the technology careers, and then come to the federal government and use those skills. I mean, if you think about it, what the federal government does, the day in, day out stuff, if you don't know. And if you're a college student, and I mean, before I started covering the government almost more than 10 years ago, I had no idea there were so many different opportunities, different things that were done. I thought, government, you know, they do stuff. Mm-hmm. The military blows things up, the FBI arrests people, and, you know, I had that typical, I think, vision that if you don't realize what they do.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's actually true of people even here in the D.C. area.
Which
I
agree.
You forget that how big the government is, and one of the things I always told new reporters when they would start is the government does more of everything that anyone else on the earth does. So
absolutely, and until you get experience, until you're shown that, and that's what I think Job IT Shadow Day was all about. At the very beginning, when the CIO Council got this going, about 3 or 4 years ago now, the idea here was, wow, we're going to get hit by this retirement wave, this brain drain. There's a lot of competition for technology workers, both not just with inside the government, but all the industry that works for the government and outside of the government. We have to do something to get people excited about this. And I think this has been a good thing for government, and it's been exciting.
Who all was in on this? Was it just DOD?
No, it was about 10 agencies total from what I could tell. DOD played a big role. They had a main DOD, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Army, the Air Force, all took students in and gave them a tour. Also NASA, GSA, several others. So it was really government-wide, and you know, every agency can use more technology people. I mean, this is not, there's no one agency that goes, oh, nope, we got enough.
Mm-hmm,
so,
right.
This you know, to several hundred students from the Washington, D.C. area participated.
So how does DOD actually approach this event? It has to be sort of they have to coordinate it in some way, right?
They do. In some ways, it's the Army does their thing, and the Air Force does their thing, and the main DOD CIO's office does their thing. I was invited to go to the Pentagon, where the DOD CIO's office held their Job Shadow Day, and about 50 students took part, and it was a pretty fun day. I mean, they got tours of the Pentagon. I mean, have you guys ever been to the Pentagon? I mean, I think Chris has.
I have not.
It's the biggest building you've ever been in.
I've been in the parking lot, so I can only imagine sitting there and looking at the building, what it's like.
Every time I get taken around from the public affairs officers, and these guys walk really fast. I always say to them, you got to take me back because there's no way I'm ever getting back.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the
different rings too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can just like end up in one of those rings in the different floors and just end up like, okay,
I'm never
in the middle
get out
of a maze.
Mm-hmm. So about 50 kids, they got history of the Pentagon, tour of the Pentagon, free food, which is always good. You know, they got to eat at the McDonald's and the Pentagon mess. They also got information about the programs and scholarships available. And then DOD actually discussed several opportunities to support DOD themselves. So that was pretty cool. They also heard from DOD Chief Information Officer John Grimes, Deputy DOD Chief Information Officer Cheryl Roby, and Air Force General John Maluta, who's in charge of cyberspace transformation and strategy. And if you've ever heard John Maluta speak, I mean, he has the most excitement that you'll ever see. I mean, he just sweats excitement.
Wow.
That's
saying something.
Maybe sweating isn't the best way.
Exudes.
He exudes. There you go.
And you actually got an opportunity to actually talk to some of the students, too. What was their sort of reaction?
Sure. They were really impressed by everything DOD does. I spoke with one student from Edison High School in Alexandria and one from Lee High School in Fairfax. And again, both said, I didn't realize DOD does all these things. I mean, what DOD did for them, these students, was they set up workstations where they showed, hey, this is the technology we're doing around forensics, around cybersecurity, around biometrics. They had this thing called Crack the Code, which is basically DOD work to crack code that, you know, basically software code that's bad or malicious.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids walked away going, whoa, like, that's really cool. I mean, mm-hmm. they talked about stories about how someone does graphics for the Defense Department. And you think, why would DOD do graphics? Well, they have publications and they have websites. And they talk to people who do Web 2.0 type tools, the collaboration. Mm-hmm. And the students got real idea of what's going on. So both these students were real excited when they walked out. I said, what are you going to tell your parents the first thing, you know, when you walk in the door? And one said, that I just didn't realize there's so much to do, and I'm going to change my major. I was going to do information technology. Now I want to do computer sciences because it's so much more broader.
Yeah.
The student from Lee High School said, you know, she thought technology, I'm not sure which one, but she got really excited about forensics and cybersecurity. And I said, well, you'll never be without a job.
Yeah, no kidding.
That expertise.
Yeah.
So, you know, they really show that the next generation, I mean, it was only 100 students or 50 at DOD specifically, but I think it's just one of those days that you just look back and go, that's a cool thing the government does. Well,
and as we were talking about earlier, sometimes people don't realize the government, the role that the government can play outside. And I actually read a wonderful book, which I highly recommended, all about Pixar. And the Pixar Touch is the name of the book. And so they were talking about the animation that Pixar now uses, and now we all see in the movies, started by out of a DARPA grant.
Yeah.
And because DOD is an enormous user of this, all this virtualization and sort of creating virtual worlds, because they've used it for all sorts of training purposes, all sorts of different reasons why they've wanted to know how this could actually work, computer animation stuff. Again,
you never have thought that animation like that comes from DOD. But
and I cover this stuff, and I do think about it, and I just had no clue that would, it was back in the 70s when, you know, and it's incredible. So how long is this program been going on?
Well, I know this is DOD's third year in it, so I imagine that it's been at least 3 years, if not maybe 4 or 5. It's one of those things that the CIA, I talked to Christine Liu, who's the chief information officer over at SBA, and she also is the co-chairwoman of the CIO Council's Workforce Committee, who really puts this thing together. And she just, you know, raved about how much reaction she got. And in fact, DOD got so many interested students, they had to turn people away.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, you know, again, well over 100 students, and they probably could have gone out with, you know, another 100 or more. But, you know, the Joyce France over at DOD said, you know, there's only so much we can handle.
How do they choose the students?
Well, I think you have to apply.
Right.
You have to, and they go to certain schools, says, you know, I'm interested. So they're usually math, science, technology, kind of magnet schools. Edison, for instance, has a specific technology program. So I think that then this kids apply, for instance, in some way and say, you know, I want to be included in this. Because I said to them, well, how do you make sure you're not getting students who aren't just like a day out of school?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Who aren't really interested. They said, no, you got to show interest make an example in some way.
Very nice.
Excellent.
And more tomorrow?
More tomorrow in the Federal Drive, the full piece with Tom Temin and Jay Norris, and of course on federalnewsradio.com.